Okay, to my side, today's daf is daf Hey. We're at the very, very top of the Amid where the Gemara begins. Tenach letana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, l'ribana an minalahu. What is this all about? In yesterday's Gemara, we started, in fact, shortly after the Mishnah, we already started embarking on a multi-blot search for the Makor, for the din of Esei Doicha Loisesa. How did we get into this in the first place? Because the Gemara told us, what we had in the first Mishnah, that when a person passes away without children, leaves a wife or two or more, and has a surviving brother, min adin, min atoira, is either a din of Yibam or Chalitza. However, our Mishnah told us there are 15 exceptions, and that is that if the Yavama that's falling to the Yavam happens to be an Erva, bitoy, bas benoy, etc., then we do not say the din of Yibam and Chalitza. Says Gemara, why not? Because I have uleha, oleha. Busais oleha, oleha. When it comes to the mitzvah of Yibam, it says Yivama yavoy oleha. When it comes to achois ishto, it says v'isha lachois aleisikach litzro legalis evosa oleha bechayeha. What do I need that second aleha for? It would be enough just simply to say legalis evosa bechayeha. Oh, the aleha tells you that when there's a problem of an erva, then there is no din of yibam. Meaning that without this pasuk aleha aleha, without this drasha, I would say that the asay of the mitzvah of yibam would be doicha the loisesa of any one of the aroyos and any one of the tzaras. So the Gemara says, oh, so you're telling me an asay is doicha, not only a loisesa, but even a loisesa sheyesh by karis. Because remember, the only reason why we're not allowing for the yibam of these 15 aroyas is because a special drasha, aleha, aleha. Without that aleha, aleha, we would say, go and be miyabeng. Aye, this is docha, groisa erva, groisa iser. It's not just a simple lav, it's a lav sheyesh by karis. So therefore, the Gemara has been searching now for the last day or two. Number one, for the makor of asei doicha loisesa. And number two, asei doicha loisesa sheyesh baikaris. So taking the first question, how do I know asei doicha loisesa? I mean, this everybody knows that that's a universal, generic, general rule that runs throughout Shas, asei doicha loisesa. But what's the makor? What's the source? And the Gemara told us we learn it from Kelayim Betzitzis. Where's Kelayim Betzitzis? Because in Devarim it says, Gedilam Tasalach, Al Arba Kanfais Chuscha Asher Techasim Ba. The next pasuk right after that says, Leisul Beshatne Tzimra Fishtem Yachtob. Actually, it's the other way around. Leisul Beshatne Tzimra Fishtem Yachtob. And then it says, Gedilam Tasalach. So it says two psukim, which Lechoyda have no particular connection. The first pasuk is talking about the Isur of Shatnez. The second is talking about the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. Why are these two psukim put together? So he said, Smuchim min ha-toyre minayin, shenemer smuchim la'adli oylam asuyim be'emes v'yashar, that is an Indian of smichas. Okay, so the fact that these two psukim are together is the chasimah that there is a relationship, and that relationship is that although there's an Isur of Shatnez, kalatoyre kula, but when it comes to tzitzis, the mitzvah tzitzis is doicha the iser of shatnes. Oh, so we have a din of eser doicha loisese. But then the Gemara asked, it's got to be either muchach or mufna, and the Gemara says it's mufna. How is it mufna? So we went through a shakla v'tarya yesterday, and the Gemara said that according to Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, I don't need this pasuk of loisilbash shatnes tzemer ufishtim yachtov, because I already have a pasuk uvegi kelayim shatnes layale olecha. And that pasuk uvegi kelayim shatnes, beged says Tana Rabbi Shmuel, by definition means either tzemer or pishtim, and I learned that from negoim. By negoim, by begodim that have on them a neged tzeras, it says beged tzemer or beged pishtim. So therefore says Tana Rabbi Shmuel, whenever I see the word beged kola teira kula, automatically it means tzemer or pishtim. And that being the case, by uns in Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Kiseitze, when it says Silbash Shatnez Tzemer Uvishtem Yachtov, I don't need it to say Tzemer Uvishtem. I know we're talking about Tzemer Uvishtem. How do I know? Because the other pasuk that we quoted, Ubegit Kalayim Shatnez Loyale Alecha, that's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, and that Begit Kalayim Beged means Tzemer Uvishtem. And it says shatnez. So I know that the definition of shatnez is beged tzemer upishtim. Why does it have to now repeat that in kiseitze leisub shatnez tzemer upishtim yachtov? So therefore, the Gemara said yesterday that the words tzemer upishtim are ibrik. Ibrik means that they are surplus or superfluous. Since they are superfluous, we're going to learn one, the din of asei doicha loisasa. That was according to Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Now let's go to the top of the Yomid again. Hey Yomid Aleph. Tainach le Tana Rabbi Shmuel. According to Tana Rabbi Shmuel, you look at the top Rashi. Da yater le tzemer upishtim. He says, I don't need to repeat the word tzemer upishtim because I know it already from beged kalayim shatnes le yal olecha. Beged means tzemer upishtim. So why does it have to say over here silbash shatnes Tzemer ufishtim yachtov. The tzemer ufishtim is ibrik. Elo, that's why Tan Rabbi Shmuel knows the din of asei doichalosas. But Rashi continues. Elo rabbanan, the less lehu kol begodim tzemer ufishtim. They don't hold that wherever it says in the Torah beged, it means tzemer ufishtim. As far as they're concerned, the beged could be made out of cotton or silk or oyer or anything else. And therefore, for tzemer ufishtim loy miyater. So we're back at square one. How do I know? I say is doicha loisasei. The rabbanim nolahu. Everything more nafkalu miroishay. We're going to learn it from a totally different context, from a different pasuk altogether. What is this pasuk? So if you have the Torah or a shalim, which is ois aleph, this is talking about a metzora. A metzora comes and calls the kohen and says, kohen, I believe, I think that Baruch Hashem, I'm no longer a Metzora. And the Kohen comes to look, and he says, wow, v'nei nirpa nega hatzeras min hatzerua. Baruch Hashem, the tzeras has gone away. So we know the first day he has to go and bring shtei tzipor chayas to hoyrois, ve'itz eres, ve'ezoif, ushnisa loas. He has to go and shecht one of the oifis, send it away, dip the other one in the blood, the ganze maisa. And then it says in the pasuk, "V'ha'yu b'yom ha'shvi yigalach es kol se'oroi es roishoi v'yezekonoi v'yez kabois einov v'yez kol se'oroi yigaleach." The pasuk tells you that as part of the purification ceremony that the Torah has to undergo in order to be able to return to society, he has to do a full giluach. All the hair on his body, roishoy, zekonoy, gabois enaf. The obvious question is, once it says in the pasuk, yigalach es kol se'oroi, what does that mean? Yigalach means to go and cut all of his hair. Where? What? When? All of his hair, kol se'oroi. So why does the pasuk have to repeat, roishoy, v'yes zekonoy, v'yes gabois enaf? It really says es kol se'oroi. So therefore, from the extra word roishoy says the Gemara, nafklu meroishoy, the sanya. Top, second line from the top, roishoy matamalayim. Lefishim, it says in the pasuk, leisik kifu, pi'as roishchem. There's an iser of hakofas haroish, which what we call wearing payas. What is the ikar iser of leisik kifu ba'as roishchem? The ikar iser is when a person wants to clean the sides of his temples so that they are parallel and are the same as his forehead. There are, in fact, many people today among the Goyim, and to a much lesser extent, even among some from Eden, where they have a haircut which used to be called a mushroom. What's a mushroom? You have an island of hair on the top, and then on the sides, you go and take away all the hair on the sides so that the forehead and the sides of the temples and behind the ears all look like a nice, beautiful circle, bald, without any hair. So you have hair on top, bald, and underneath that you might have some more hair. That's a a crazy mishigas, but that's what the Torah says, Luisakifu Pa'asroishcha, don't do such a hakofa, such a circle, without the hair. Okay. So Shemayani Af Metzaira came. So I would think that this applies to a Metzaira as well. That a Metzaira should leave payas, shouldn't go and cut off all of that hair. Because after all, a Metzaira is also a Jew that has the requirement, Luisakifu Pa'asroishcha, leave payas, don't go and cut all the hair from the sides. Tamaloima, that's why the pasuk says roishoi. And therefore the assay of yigalach eskol se'oroi supersedes the love of leisakifu pa'as roishchem. Oh, now I know assay doiche loisase. But the Gemara says, but I have to add one additional nekuda. There's a machloikis whether you're over on the din of Bal Takifu if you take off all of the hair on your head. Because there's a mandiyama that says, no, the only isser is as we described it before. You leave the hair on top of the head, that's fine, like an island on top, and then you remove all the hair down below, underneath it, from all sides. But if you remove all of the hair that mandiyama holds, then you're not over on the din of Baal Tekifu. Therefore, if that's the case, according to that man di Omar, then you have no asay doicha loisase. Because by the Matayra removing all of the hair on the head, zero, bald, gunish, nothing. So according to that man di Omar, there is no din of Baal Tekifu unless you only remove that strip around the head. But if you leave hair on top, you're not over Baal Tekifu. So then there wouldn't be an asay doicha loisase because here he's removing all of the hair. And that's why the Gemara says, because of Raitana Hakofa's Kolroish is also Shmo Hakofa. Not only, but also Shmo Hakofa when you take off all of the hair on the head. So let's take a short break. Bottom line is, I now have a mocker according to the Chachamim, asay doicha loisase. So tomorrow, what's the asay doicha loisase? The asay of the Metzora, Yigalach Eskol Se'oroi, V'esroishoi, Esroishoi, supersedes the love of Baal Tekifu Pa'as Roishchem. Frey Timora, Be'ikla Mifrach, I have a pircha on your Asei Doicha Loisese. Ma'ala Lav Da'akof, V'shekin Lav Shein Shove Ba'koil. The love of a kof is different, that it's not Shove Ba'koil. What does it mean, in Shove Ba'koil? This din of Baal Tekifu only applies to men. It doesn't apply to women. And that's why you don't see women wearing payas. Okay, krasl to payas, a fancy payas. And therefore, this is a male din. This is not a female din. Oh, if that's the case, it's a lav she'inish of bakoil. It's such a weak lav, that's why the mitzvahs asay of yigalach eskol se'oroi is doicha that lav, because it's weak. However, when you have a case of a lav hashava bakoil, maybe, in fact, an asay cannot be doicha. So far I don't have a raya to a regular case of an asay doicha loises. I only have a doicha, an asay being doicha ashvacha, a weak love, a love she'en yishevah bakar. Sigmar says,
it could also be true for tzitzis, though. Since tzitzis is a mitzvah asay she'azman groma, it's not shevah bakol. That
may or may not be the case. We're not focusing on climate. Tzitzis now, we're just focusing on a din of Mitzrayim.
But we're going and saying it undermines the earlier limud of the Tanadavei.
I hear you loud and clear. If you do me a favor, if you don't mind holding that question to the end. We have to keep our train of thought. Says the Gemara Vayta. This pasuk continues on. Until now we spoke about Roshai. Let's go and talk about now, we have now been docha this raya, and we're saying we have to find the raya again according to the Rabbanan. How do I know asay is docha loy sase by alab sheshove bakov el asim is konei? Oh, the same pasuk continues. V'hoya b'yay mashvi, yigalach es kosa aray, es roysha v'yaz zekonoi. Oh, and again, the halach of zekonoi is again a lav. Well, what's the lav? El asim is kone desanya zekone matam loyme. Why do you need the zekone? The fisher never says of has zekone loyigalechu. By kohanim it says, "Vaas zekone loyigalechu uviv sarom layisra tu sarotas." And from this pasuk of the who is sending this? since it says in the pasuk, "Pa'asa konam lo yikalechu," shemeya ani af koyin metzayre kein. By a regular koyin, there's a din that he's not allowed to go and be megaleach, to go and remove his beard with a razor. There is, of course, a similar halacha that applies to Yisraelim as well. But the Gemara is quoting this particular pasuk, which is by Kehanim, and the reason is, as you'll see, because we're going to bring the Kehanim to the fore in this case. Anyway, so what does it say? I would think that the same thing applies to a Kohen who's a Metzayra. In other words, a regular Metzayra, as we said, has to go and take off all of his hair, including the hair on his head, and including the hair on his beard, on his face. I would think, however, but not a Kohen, because the Kohen, it says, v'asikonam lo yigalechu, tamaloyim arzikonoi, that the asay of the Metzayra of Yigalech is kol se'oroi, supersedes the iser of removing one's facial hairs, removing one's beard by the Kohen. Oh, so I see an asay is doiche loisese, the mitzvah asay of taking off the hair from the face, supersedes the iser lav by a Kohen. Now you're going to go and tell me, yeah, but this is again a lav she'ena shove b'koil. Why is a lav she'ena shove b'koil? For two reasons. Number one, it only applies to men, it doesn't apply to women. Women don't have the din of removing their beards. Yes, it's true, most women don't have beards, but occasionally you do see women with facial hair. No problem of removing it with a teglachas, with a tar, doesn't apply to women. Besides the fact that the Gemara is assuming at this point that this is a Kohen Dikadin. And if it's a Kohen Dikadin, it only applies to Kahanim, and not to Yisraelim, and not to Levim. So, I have a lav she'ein eshav b'koil. Now the Gemara says, I don't need another limud to tell me that asay is doicha aloisei se she'ein shavu b'koil, because I already learned that a minute ago from Roishai. So why would the Torah repeat zekanai? Like every time you have an im'enoi inyan throughout Shas, I don't need it for this particular purpose. So you know what? I'm going to apply it for another purpose. I cannot apply it to the purpose of the lav she'ena shove b'koil, because that I already was yoitzer, I already spoke about that. So we're going to go and say that this zekanai tells you the lav she'shove b'koil. Fine. L'chayra, I have now a good teraya. L'chayra, I've now ended my inquiry. Says him, no. V'yakati itztrich. I still do not have a good raya. Why not? Because sol kadayt chamin ashani koyhanim hoyil v'riba behen akosav mitzvois yiseirois. Kohanim are special. Why kohanim special? Because they have many more mitzvahs than a Yisrael has. For instance, a kohen is not allowed to be metame to anybody except for his immediate relatives, the immediate seven relatives. A kohen gadol is not allowed even be metame to them. Zero. So you see that there are special rules and regulations that apply to kohanim that don't apply to Yisraelim. And since the Torah is marba mitzvahs yiseirois, I would think that afilu lav shein shove b'koil loy dochi. I would think even the lav shein shove b'koil, this halacha that we just said of asikonim leyigaleichu, it's true. It doesn't rise to the level of a lav ha-shove b'koil. It's a weaker lav, but it's still a stronger, weaker lav. It's not your normal lav she'ena shove b'koil. It's a lav she'ena shove b'koil by kohanim. And by kohanim, they have stronger lavin because of the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them, they're the elite of Kla Yisrael. They have more mitzvahs than a Yisrael has. So even their lavin are elevated, if you will. It doesn't go all the way to first class, but it goes to business class. And so therefore, I now need Roishoi and Zekanoi, but both of them, by a lav she'ena shove b'koil. The Roishoi, stam lav she'ena shove b'koil. Here, the Zekanoi to tell you a lav she'ena shove b'koil, which is supercharged by the fact that it applies to a koil. And that being the case, I still don't know the lav ha shove b'koil that an asay is doicha loisase. So I still don't know lava shava bekoil. Says Yimara, oh, I have a new raya. The new raya is according to another mandiyamar who darshins roishoy differently than what we darshined a few minutes ago. El asi me roishoy de hachtana. Who is this new tana that comes on the scene? This anya. Roishoy matam aloyim. Again, why does the pasuk say roishoy? It already says yigalach es kol sa'ara. What's going on over here? You have a person who's a metzayra. He's been a metzayra for a long time. He's looking for some sort of segula to get out of his tzaras. And someone gave an idea. He told him, b'shem the chief rabbi of Kushkin Halash, the Kushkin Halash Rebbe, I have a segula. If you don't want to be metzayra, you want to be able to return to civilization, take upon yourself a gruisa mitzvah, the mitzvah of nazirus. If you're going to be a nazir for 30 days, that tzaras is going to go away. So the person says to himself, I've already tried out 85 different segulas and they have not worked. I'm going to try out one more. I'm going to become a nazir. And guess what? This time it worked. He makes himself into another. Five nazir, 5 days later, he looks in the mirror, and guess what? Psh! The tzaras goes away. He can't believe it. Unbelievable! Quickly calls the kohen. Kohen, come and see. The kohen says, Vine nirpa nega tzaras mina tzarua. I don't know what you did. I thought you were going to be a metzayda for 120. This arichas yomim. Baruch Hashem, apparently this nazirah school, it worked. And the whole thing went away. So, quickly, bring your two chayis, your oifos chayis to hoyreis. And shacht one and the other one, send it away. And then wait until the seventh day, vayabir meshvi, yegalach es kol sa'orei, take off all your hair, including es roisha. 1 second. Ich bin dech a nozir. I can't go and take off the hair on my head. Shtetach by nozir, sar lo yaver al roishoi. I'm not allowed to do it. So what should I do now? I have an assay of metzoyra, take off all the hair, and I have a lav by nazir, don't take off the hair. Shemei ani af metzoyra v'nazir kein. I might think that a metzoyra nazir sar lo yaver al roishoi, don't take off the hair. Tamaloyim, that's why the pasuk has to be explicit. Not only yigalach es kol sa'orei, yigalach es kol sa'orei es roishoi, take off the hair from the head. Shoy? So now I have a clear cut assay. Doicha loisase. The assay is igalachas kosa, alright? The lav is the lav of sal yaval roishai. And this lechoira is a lav sheshova bakoil. Why is this a lav sheshova bakoil? After all, it only applies to Nazira. So Rashi has a pshat. The Mefarshim ask a lot of kashas on the Rashi. So I'll tell you a pshat that other Mefarshim give, and they say that it's true. That this lav only applies to a nazir, but every Jew in Klal Yisrael can become a nazir. So therefore, it does apply to you and me and everybody else. Of course, nowadays, we don't take upon ourselves naziris because you can't bring the karbanis. However, the parish of naziris applies across the board to everyone. So I was once at a shir of a rabbi, a very, very nice rabbi, very distinguished rabbi, and he was talking about the loch of naziris, and he says, he's not sure. He thinks the parish of Nazirus only applies to a menfolk and not to ladyfolk. So I quietly pulled out a chumash, didn't say a word, and just put it, nudged it in front of his face. When the parish of Parshas Naso, it says, Taba ben Yisrael v'yamar talem, ish oy isha kiyafli lindor neder nozir lahazir l'ashem. He thanked me very much for not embarrassing him in public. Obviously, it was something that he just, an error, like anyone else can make a mistake. So the point is, the din of Naziris does apply to everyone. It's considered to be a lava shove ba koil. Now I have my raya that an assay of mitzayra is doicha the loisase of nazir, even though it's a lava shove ba koil. So the choira, I'm done. No, I'm not done. Ikala mifroch. The Gemara says that the whole din of Naziris is weak, It's shvach. Why is it shvach? Because anybody that takes himself upon himself naziris is like taking upon yourself any type of neder, that you can go to three distinguished rabbonim, you go to a bezin and say, I change my mind. Of course, you have to have a good reason. You have to be able to be b'seach b'charotza and find a Pesach. But once you find a Pesach, then the rabbonim can say mutlach mutlach, and the naziris flies away. So therefore, the whole naziris is shvach in a sense. And that's why I have no raya that asay is doicha loisas shebechol ha'teira kula. And I'm going to prove it to you that this shaila undermines the din of naziris. Diloy teimach, if you're not going to say that, hotakaimul, on that we hold. Dein esa doicha loisas v'yasay, ligmar mi nazir. We didn't talk about this until now, but we know that just like there's a rule that an asay is doicha loisas, there's also a rule that Ein asay doicha loisas v'yasay. One asay can be doicha both a loisasay and an asay. So Frank Timur, why? Let's learn from another that you can be doicha an asay mit a loisasay. Where would I learn that from? From the very pasuk that we quoted before. Kol yemei neder nizroi ta'ar lo yaver al roishoi. That's the lav. Don't allow for tar to go on your head if you're a nozir. And meloy seyam ha'sheyazel Hashem, kadosh yiye gadol peras aroisha, you're a kadosh, let your hair grow. Let your hair grow means an asay. Sar liyavel aroisha is a loisase. So if you're going to go and tell me that the mitzvah of metzoira is doiche, the lav of nozir, then I see that Metzoira and Asay is doicha aloises v'asay. Why don't we bring a raya from this lekola teira kula? Says him, well, minoz my time ligamrin. And why can't you learn that? Ikla mifra, because you have a pircha. Shiken yeshnoi b'shaila. The whole lav and the whole asay by the nozir are shvach. Because I can go in into the bezin, and in 5 minutes I can go and get hopefully a pesach harota, and there will be matir my neder, my nazirs. Therefore, that's why the mitzvah of Yigalach is Kosari is Doicha. Hachanami Ikalamifrik is the same thing you can say if you're just focusing on the Asay and the Loisesa, as opposed to focusing on the Asay being Doicha Loisesa v'Asay. Just focus on Asay being Doicha Loisesa. The reason why the mitzvah of Mitzoira is Doicha the Loisesa of Nazir, Shkin Yeshna B'Shaila. And therefore, says the Gemara, you know, you're absolutely right. I tried 3 times. From this pasuk of Yigalches Kol Se'oroi to be able to prove that I say doicha loisase, and unfortunately each time I struck out. So we have to therefore turn the page to a brand new limud, and this is not a brand new limud. This brings us back to the old limud that we started off with. Eli Oyla Mikra Kama. We're going to go back to that famous din of Kilayim Bitzitzis. And therefore, says the Gemara, "In kein li makro tzitzis taseloch gedilim lo mali." Well, what does this mean? Remember, according to Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, which is what we started off with this shir today. How do I know that I say is doicha loisase from kilayim b'tzitzis? By the fact that the words semer ufishtim are iberik; those are extra words. Oh, based on that, I know I can learn a limud of smichus. I say doicha loisase. Zokti Yomara, according to this man, the Yomara, that disagrees with Tan Rabbi Shmuel, the Tzemer Ufishtim is not Ibrik. I needed to tell us the din of Shatnes, that it's Tzemer Ufishtim. However, I have another word which is Ibrik. Ibrik means, again, that it's superfluous. If you look at the parish of Tzitzis, which, of course, is the third parish that we lay in whenever we lay in Kriya Shema, the Torah keeps on saying tzitzis, tzitzis, tzitzis. It doesn't mention the word gedilim at all. Here in Parshas Kiseitzai, psanai avart, a new word, gedilim. Freitimor gedilim lomali. Why doesn't it go and say, instead of gedilim tasaloch, it should say tzitzis ta'asaloch al arba kanfes ksuscha. Shema mina, from this we see that the word gedilim is lafnuye. It is an extra word. The Gemara on the surface is abyssalish there, because yesterday we distinguished between something which is muchach and something which is mufna. Mukhach l'chayr means that you're changing the lashon. Mufna means that you have an extra word. I don't really have an extra word over here. Instead of using the word tzitzis, I use the word gedilim. So l'chayr would be more shaykh to use the expression mukhach instead of mufna. Lafnuye. But nevertheless, the Gemara feels that since the pasuk could have said tzitzis, and it says gedilim, it's still considered to be an extra word. It's not really extra, it's just a substitute, different word. But the Meiri, in fact, says a very fascinating pshat. If it wasn't for the Meiri, who, as you know, was a Rishon, then everybody would say that the word that I'm telling you now is a psach hasidish Torah that some Rebbe made up recently. And he says that if you look in the Torah in the parish of Tzitzis says the word Tzitzis three times. Yes, to look it up. All three times the word tzitzis appears without the second yud. You have here in the pasuk. Tava b'nei Yisrov yamar talehem v'asu lehem tzitzis al kanf v'dem l'teroisem v'nosu al tzitzis ha'konav silt chelis v'oyu lechem l'tzitzis u'reisem oisai. Three times. All times it says tzitzis without a second yud. In fact, if you listen to certain Bali Kriya, some of them pronounce it tzitzis, tzitzis, tzitzis. Some people are very proud of such Bali Kriya, and they say, wow, look, he's distinguishing between a chirik, which is a mole with a yud, and a chirik, which is chasa without a yud. Other people look upon it askance and say, I never heard of such a thing. No, it's tzitzis. So it's tzitzis. Anyway, whichever view that you may have, but lemaisa, the word tzitzis is spelled with four letters. Gedilim, on the other hand, is spelled with five letters. If you have the Torah Ora Sholem, Gimel Dalet Lamed, Yud Mem. It doesn't say Gedilim with the first Yud. It's Gimel Dalet Lamed Yud Mem. That's five letters. Says the Meiri, that's the Mufna. It could have said four letters. It says five letters, one extra letter, an extra Yud is what makes Gedilim Mufna vis-a-vis tzitzis. One extra yud. Okay.
L'chayra. Ironically, the Gemara is spelling it with two yuds.
Ironically, the Gemara spells it with two yuds. If you look at the top line, it says tzitzis, also with two yuds.
Right.
So, you have no raya from that. If you insist on focusing on the Gemara's spelling, then tzitzis has five letters, gedilim has six letters. So you still have one extra letter.
Okay, sure.
Either way you want to learn.
Mendy's thought the other day about Yibam,
good. The Gemara, the printers of the Gemara were not looking to be precise exactly the way it's spelled in the Chumash. They were looking to give it a way that you should understand what you're reading or what it's all about. Anyway, so tzitzis in the Torah is four letters, gedilim is five letters, shema milafnuya, you have an extra letter. Frank the Gemara, you are telling me that that's mufna. No. I need the word gedilim. I cannot use the word tzitzis because I'm using it for another drasha. And this drasha is to tell you how many tzitzis do you need in every corner. How do I know? Says Yimor, because the word gedil itself is shnai. Gedil by definition means when you have a twine, you have a twisted series of threads, you go and twist them into a gedil together. The minimum for that is two threads. You take one thread, the other thread, and you twine them together, you twist them together, you have a gedil. But it doesn't say gedil, it says gedilim. Gedilim means double. So you have to have arba'ah. Oh, so when you are now inserting the tzitzis in your corner of your beged, you have to put in gedilim four, and then once they get through, then they're going to become eight, like we have. Moreover, says the Gemara, here the Torah says gedilim. Back in the parish of tzitzis, it says that you make on your konaf psil techeles. Vushtein pasuk. V'nosnu al tzitzis ha-konaf psil. The word psil has the reverse meaning. Not something which is twined and twisted into a gedil, but you have hanging threads. And therefore, says Yimar, we are mekayim both. Asei gedil, opaislei mitoichai. As you know, if you look at your tzitzis, the first five parts on the top, where you have all of those twistings and twines, etc., and then you have all the knots, that's the gedil portion. And then coming down below it are the psilim, are the eight strands, the eight strings. Ah, so I need the word gedilim. So Gemara, so weiter, how do I have anything mufne? Says Gemara, im kein le mekro le silbe shatneis tzemru fishtim. Stop. Yachtov lomeli. What do I need the yachtov for? Of course, if it says, don't wear shatnes tzemer upishtim, that means together. So what do we need yachtov? Oh, shma min alafnuya. That's my right. That min haTorah you only over on shatnes if you take the two pieces of fabric together, wool and linen. You take now a thread with a needle, and you take the thread and needle and go through one time. Everybody knows if you're going to go through it one time, the tzemer and the fishtim are not going to stick together, because just passing through that one, it's not even a stitch, because you're just going a passing through with a needle and the thread. Finish.
It's not a malacha, it's not a Shabbos malacha of
tefira. Okay, whether it's tefira on Shabbos or not is not relevant. What is relevant is, are these two considered to have a chibur together that you're over on Shatnas? Even today, if you or I were to wear a sweater made out of wool, and above it or below it, I wear a shirt or I wear a coat which is made out of linen, as long as the two don't somehow get connected together, these are two separate begodim, there's no problem. Certainly min haTorah there is no problem. It's only if they are mechuber together. How they mechuber together? If you take a shtei tekifos, if you allow the thread to go in one way, and then you do a return trip the other way, oh, now you've done a full stitch, and that will hold it as a chibur. It may not hold it for a year, maybe it'll hold it for 5 minutes, maybe for a day, maybe for a week, a be'epis. But if you're just going to go and put the thread in the first time without doing the reverse, the return trip, that's kunish. And that being the case, that's why I need the word yachtov. And so therefore again, it's not mufne. I need the word. Says him, you're right. And came lichtiv rachmona silbash tzemer ufishtim yachtov. In other words, our pasuk says lo silbash shatnes tzemer ufishtim yachtov. Fei dimara shatnes lamali. I don't need the word shatnes. What does shatnes mean? Shatnes means tzemer ufishtim yachtov. So let it just simply say lo silbash shemesh ufishtim yachtov. And the word shatnes is mufna shma min olaf nuyei. Oh, that's a home run. That's a good raya. Says dimara, no. Vakati mi boyli. I still need it. Achi Yeshua tovoi v'noiz. You have to tell us, how is it osir in shatnes? Only if these three processes together. What are these three processes? Shua. We have that gemara in chulin often. Shia. Shia means that the flesh or the innards are smooth and they don't have any types of holes or any crevices or any problems to make it treif. Same thing applies to the lung. Lung should be shia. Now it doesn't have any growths. Sirchos growing out of the lungs.
Glot. In Yiddish it should be glot.
And not only in Yiddish is it glot. If you look at Rashi, Rashi defines the word shua loshen cholok, or in Eretz Yisrael, chalak. And when they want to talk about glot kosher in Eretz Yisrael, they call it chalak. And therefore, that's in fact what it means, like you're saying, glot, glot kosher. That's what you have to do with the wool and the linen. You have to make them smooth. How do you do that? You take either a comb or you take a brush and you comb and brush them together until it's a nice, smooth, single entity. But that's not enough. It's also got to be tovui. Tovui means that it's spun. The thread is spun together. Vinuz means a lashon ariga, says Rashi, a lashon of weaving. So if you have all three of those, then it's shatnes min haTorah. Toisis and other Rishonim, by the way, disagree. That's why you have the Toisis here on the right-hand side. And says you don't need all three. Any one of the three is sufficient. Midrabanan, you don't even need any of these three. Just any type of situation where the wool and the linen somehow can get attached together. That is fatal, midrabanan, in terms of the Isser of Shatnes. But min haTorah, I needed the word shatnes to tell Yeshua to have a noise. Is the chvaita, the word shatnes is not ibrik. So ibozoi vaita, how do I know esedoi chaloise esay according to this mandi? Amar? Elisa dimara kula mi shatnes nafka. I learn everything from shatnes. What do you mean I learn everything from shatnes? We just said you cannot learn from shatnes because I need shatnes to tell Yeshua to have a noise. Says Rashi, What I could do is I could have used the word kilayim, loy silbash kilayim tzemer ufishtim yachtov. Because in fact, that's the lashon of the pasuk that we have by halo'a. What does it say by halo'a? Uveged kilayim shatnez lo yala olecha. So the words kilayim and shatnez are synonymous. So why did I have to use the word shatnez over here? It could have said kilayim. Ah, so if it would have said the word kilayim, that word would have been ibrik, because I don't even need it. It should have said lo silbash tzemer ufishtim yachtov. Period. I don't need the word shatnez. I don't need the word kilayim. Okay, so if it would say the word kilayim, that would tell me, I have an extra word. But you want to tell me the din of shua, tov of the noise. Fine. Take out kilayim, put in the word shatnez. Therefore, shatnez now will accomplish both purposes. Number one, I don't need the word at all. Number two, I use this word instead of kilayim to tell Yeshua enough of a tov of the noise. That being the case, says the Gemara, now I have my raya that asay doicha loisase bechol hatoira kula. And with this, we can put two dots, and we have Baruch Hashem finished our long search to find a makar of essay doicha loisase. According to the first man, the Yomar Tanur Rabbi Yishmael, the raya was from the extra words tzemer ufishtim. I didn't mean tzemer ufishtim. It says beged kilayim shatnez liyal alecha, and the word beged by definition means tzemer ufishtim. I learned it from negaim beveged tzemer oy beveged pishtim. So the words beged, the words tzemer ufishtim are ibrik, according to the rabbanim that disagree with Tanur Rabbi Yishmael, because they hold stam beged could be any fabric. So what are therefore? How do they learn? What is Ibarik? What's Ibarik? Is the word shatnez. Ah, you need the word shatnez to tell Yeshua Tov of the noise. You're right. But I could have said kilayim. And I didn't have to say kilayim. I didn't have to say shatnez at all. I could have simply said, lay silbish, tzemer ufishtim yachtav. So I needed the shatnez to tell Yeshua Tov of the noise. Fine. But I could have, I still didn't need all of these words. And therefore, I learned everything from the word shatnez. And that's my extra word. See, the Tanur Rabbi Yishmael learns it from tzemer ufishtim. And the Ravana learn it from Shatnez. If you take a quick look at the Rashi, one second, please. If you look at the Rashi here on the left-hand margin, a drop pierced halfway down, Kulim Shatnez Nafka, the Ilaf Nuye Lechud. If I was just adding an extra word for purposes of the Asay Doicha Loisa Asay Nichtav Loisilbash Kilayim Tzemer Ufishtim. So I can learn out both drushes. Number one, that it's extra to tell you the din of esse doicha loisase. And number two, since the HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the word shatnez instead of the word kilayim, it teaches us both limudim, and that's how I know esse doicha loisase. You wanted to say something, Barry?
No, Rashi answered my question.
I thought it would. Somebody tomorrow is going to ask you whilst you're crossing the street, be careful, make sure you're going at the green light, and chas v'shalom, no cars are coming from either side, and he says to you, hey, can you tell me, how do I know esse doicha loisase? And you'll tell him, it's unanimous. Everybody agrees we're learning from kilayim b'tzitzis. The Tanur Rabbi Shmuel learns it from the extra word tzemer ufishtim, and the Rabbanan learned it from the extra word shatnez. But that's the gabe loisese greida loisese sheyesh bekaris heichi ashechon didochi diitzrich aleholem meisra. We're getting back to the first limud that we started off with. That how do I know that someone who's a Yovam should not be miyabim the almana, the sister-in-law, when she is one of the arois? So he said the reason is because it says aleha, aleha. We didn't say aleha, aleha. Here it says Yovam miyavoy, aleha. Legabi achois ishto, it says ervasa aleha b'chaya. The extra word aleha comes to tell you, stay away when it comes to arois. No yibam, no chalitza, nothing, zero. That presupposes that if they wouldn't say aleha, aleha, then in fact the mitzvah of Yibam would supersede the Isser of Arayis, and therefore the person should be Yabim, his daughter and his Kalosi, his daughter-in-law, and all the other 15 that are mentioned in the Mishnah. So I would think. So I see from that that an Asay is Doicha Aloysa Sashiesh Beikaris. Because all 15 which are enumerated in the Mishnah all have the din of Kikol Ashiyas Mikola Te'evis Aela Benichrisa. Is a din of Talav Shiesh Beikaris. So I see clearly an Asay is Doicha Aloysa Sashiesh Beikaris. And that's why I need a Lea Lea. Frank Timar, what's the marker? What's the source? Where do I find Kola Terekula and Asay is Doicha Loisa Shiesh Beikaris? So the Gemara tries three different limudim, all of which work the same way. And that is, Shabbos, as we know, is very holy, and someone who violates Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, gets kares. If, in fact, if there are Eidim Nasra, there could even be a din of Skila. But let's assume there are no Eidim Nasra, it's a din of kares. Yet I know of at least three halachas which are doicha Shabbos. Number one, a bris mila bismanoi. A bris bismanoi, that's, we're talking about letting out blood, and that's a vada. If it wasn't for the din of Ese, doicha lois Ese, it would be Osir. A vada, it's one of the lametes malachas. So that's mila. Number two, I have Karim Pesach. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, I think we had that last year or 2 years ago, and as we know, it's difficult enough without the Beis HaMikdash, but certainly when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, you got to bring your carbon Erev Pesach, if it's Shabbos, on Shabbos. How can you go bring a carbon on Shabbos? You're not allowed to. Shechting, that's like a lamites malacha. And number three, the carbon tamid, which is brought every single day, as well as on Shabbos. How can you bring that carbon tamid? You're violating all the rules of Shechita, etc. So as a chamayit to Shabbos. So I see that there are at least three mitzvahs asay that are doicha the loisasa shiesh beikaris, which is called Shabbos. So the choyer have a raya from any one of those three. So tomorrow, Ashkan the Asi as a doicha loisasa greater. Let's learn from Mila. You can't learn from Mila. The first time the mitzvah of Mila is given in the Torah is by Avraham Avinu. And if you look up the psukim there in Parshas Lech Lecha, you'll see that it says numerous times the word bris. How many numerous? 13 times. Ooh, this is heavy duty. There's a real strong asay. This asay is doicha aloisis sheish beikaris. You want to bring a raya from Pesach? Mal Pesach shekin karis. Pesach itself is a mitzvah asay of karis. That's in fact, as you know, one of two. Pesach and Mila, those are the only two mitzvah asay sheish beikaris. We're going to talk about Mila and karis in a moment. But the point is, maybe only Pesach is doicha Shabbos. Because Pesach is not just an asay. It's an asay sheish beikaris. And that's why it can be doicha alav sheish beikaris. So let's learn from tamid, the carbon tamid that's brought on Shabbos. You can't learn from tamid. Mala tamid shekein tadir. Tamid is very special since you bring it every single day, constantly. That's why it's doicha the loy says for sheish beikaris. But the din of yibum lemashal. How many times has that happened? It's a very rare mitzvah. Halavai, we should never have the mitzvah of yibum because the mitzvah of yibum is a terrible tragedy. A young man passes away, leaving Nebuchadnezzar and no children. What a tragedy. So, that's a vada not todir. So maybe you wouldn't say, asay doicha loises sheish beikaris. So the chayre, each one of these three, there's a pircha, and you cannot learn from them. So mechad le asi, you can't learn from Mila, or Pesach, or Tamid, individually. Let's learn from two together. Like whenever we have a mahatzad, where we go and say, okay, you're right. Yibum is not the same as Mila because it has shloishes creases. Abba, Pesach yachiach, because Pesach doesn't have 13 creases either. Okay, but Pesach has sheyesh beikaris. Then Mila, no, you can't say Mila tichiach. That's what the Gemara says now. Let's go and learn from two. Teisi mitarti, mehei teisi, which two? Mimila upesach. No, that's not going to work. Shekin karis. Both of them are karis. So when you're going to go and say, well, Mala Pesach sheyesh beikaris, guess what? Mila is also sheyesh beikaris. And so therefore, both of them are heavy hitters, strong, strong assays. And that's why the doicha loisa sheyesh beikaris. So let's look at Pesach v'tamid. Tamid, obviously, there's no din of karis. Yeah, but both of them is shekin tzorech gavoya. Both of them, the Rabbi Yishlom Kaviyachal says, feed me. give me my food on the Mizbeach, my Korban Pesach. They have the Aymarin and the Korban Tomid that I have the whole Korban, which is Kula Kol, it's an Oila. She came Tzarech Gavoya. So therefore, that's there. Yibam, of course, it's not a Tzarech Gavoya. I mean, it's a mitzvah of one of the Tariq mitzvahs. Every mitzvah, if you will, is a Tzarech Gavoya. But it's a mitzvah Gavoya, it's not a Tzarech Gavoya. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need the Yibam. And therefore, he needs the Kabbonis, but not the Yibam. And therefore, the Gemara says you can't learn from Pesach with Tomid. So let's learn Mamila with Tomid. So to worship King Yeshua Lefnei Adibur. Both of them were given before Matan Torah. Mila was given by Avram Avinu, and the Karm Tomei, which is an Oila, which is also before Matan Torah. You remember we had a machlokes about that back in Masechtas Chagiga. What's Masechtas Chagiga? Oh, that Masechtas, yeah, I remember something. So back in Davov, we had a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Where should you spend more money, on the Oilas Re'iyah on the Shalmei Chagiga? Beis Shammai said, two for the Oilas Re'iyah, one for the Shalmei Chagiga. Beis Hillel said, fakert. For the Oila give one, and for the Shalmei Chagiga give two ma'a. And the Gemara had a discussion, why is this more chomer than the other? And one of the machloikisim was, whether the Oilas Re'iyah was lefnei hadim, or even before Matan Torah. Why would I say it's before Matan Torah? Because there's a pasuk that says that the Atzila B'nai Yisrael, they went Vayalu Oilois. They brought Oilois, this is in Parashas Yisrael, I believe, or it's in Mishpatim, but it's talking about prior to Matan Torah. And it talks about Yalu Oilois. So the question is, what Oila is that? Says Beis Shammai, that's an Oilois Re'iyah. So you see how Choshim it is. It's already before Matan Torah. That's why you have to go and give to Ma. And Beis Hillel says, nah, that Oila was not Oilois Re'iyah, it was an Oilois Tavit. So Gemara says over here, that so both Mila and Tamid were lefnei hadibur, mashen ken yibum, which only came later. And in fact, Mikulunami, if you want to learn from all three together, Mila, Pesach, and Tamid, all of them, all three of them, she came yesh lefnei hadibur, because not only was Mila by Avram Avinu, and not the only the oilu that we just spoke about, but also Pesach was already given in Mitzrayim even before they left the Midbar, which was, of course, the first Pesach in history, and that was 7 weeks before the first Shavuos in history, before Matan Torah. That's also Lefnei Adibur. So I have all three. Are you going to go and tell me Yibam was also Lefnei Adibur because Yehuda and Amasa with Tamar? So the answer to that is, number one, that was not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, Yehuda, I want you to go and marry Tamar. Doesn't say that. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Avram Avinu, bring, go and make sure you do a bris milah. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Klal Yisrael, go and bring the Pesach Mitzrayim. To those that Atzilu B'nai Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, go and bring your oilois before Matan Torah. But Kadosh Baruch Hu never told Yehuda to go and do the Yibam. And even if you would say he did, but that's not your classic case of Yibam, because as we know, Yehuda was not a brother-in-law of Tamar. He was the father-in-law. So that was a different type of Yibam, if you will. Yes, what would you like to say, Barry?
It was Yibam. It was really, Tamar was waiting for the third son, Shelah, to grow up and to be given in Yibam. Mm-hmm. So there did seem to be some Chiyuv of Yibam there between Tamar and Aaron Onan's surviving brother.
So I hear you. So putting aside Yehuda, getting back to Shelah, as well as the heir and the oinen, the gan samasa, right. We don't find anywhere in the Torah that Kodesh Baruch Hu said to any of them to go and be miyabim. This was voluntary on their own. Very nice, very, very ethical and equitable, is beautiful. But there's no chiyav, no tzivoy that was given.
Okay.
So therefore, all of these three are lefnei hadibur. Masha'en came the case of yibam was not lefnei hadibur. Or even putting aside yibam. How do I know kol ha'Torah kula? That essay doicha loisese the essay. That by yibam I need a special aleha aleha. But everywhere else I don't have aleha aleha. Then I have the essay is doicha loisese sheyesh baikaris. And I didn't mean essay and loisese. An essay is doicha loisese sheyesh baikaris. So how do I know that? Says the Gemara, you have a good point. Forget about Mila, forget about Pesach, forget about Tomid, El Itzrich. So could I take a minute to taste him with Kibbut Avaim? Ooh, learn if it's Kibbut Avaim. The sign of which state is Kibbut Avaim. Yochliye Kibbut Avaim, Doiche Shabbos. What happens if you have, and this in fact happens nowadays in the case of Balei Tshuva, that parents sometimes ask a Balei Tshuva, the parents themselves are secular, and they ask the Baal Tshuva, their son, could you please go and, for instance, cook something for me? Or the Gemara gives another example of shecht something for me today on Shabbos. And now the son is torn. What should I do? Should I follow the dictates, the command to go and be honor my parents? Or should I be concerned about Shabbos? So says the Gemara, I would think, go and blind faith. Listen to your parents. After all, we should follow that, even if it's Shabbos. What do I learn from this pasuk? That even though your parents gave you a mitzvah of doing a chilul Shabbos, but they themselves have the mitzvah of being mekayim Shabbos. This is universal. Shaboyzin tishmoyru. Everybody's got to keep Shabbos. Kulcham chayav mechvaydi. And therefore, don't listen to your parents, even though it breaks your heart. But that's the halacha. You got to be mekayim Shabbos. You do, and they do. So now, what are the facts? My love, the omelei shchoitli basheli. Isn't it talking about that the father or mother say, please go and shecht for me an animal, or cook something for me? Either one of those obviously would be one of the lamites malachis. That's the only reason why don't follow their dictates. But if they didn't have the din that they're also hakol chayam lechvaydi, you would listen to your father. Why would you listen to your father? It's tak in mitzvahs asay, but this is a chalav sheyesh by koris, I'm violating Shabbos. So lechayr I have a good teraya that an asay is doicha aloisa sheyesh by koris. Everything more Allah, you have no raya. Maybe we're not talking about a case of Basheli and Shchoitli, we're talking about Lav de Mechamer. What's the Lav of Mechamer? Says Rashi, Acher Behem Meshu Balav. Loisase Kamalocha Ato Vinchvitacha Uvihem Techa. Ubehai Lav, says Rashi, Leka Koris Li Ovid Maise Begufei. What happens if you have Mechamer? What means Mechamer? Mechamer means you have your animal and you have freight on the animal. Perhaps you already put it on Erev Shabbos, and the animal has been sleeping with it overnight, or on Friday night, you want the animal to take the freight from location A to location B, and the animal is sweating, and he's doing malacha, but you're not doing malacha. The animal is doing the malacha. That's an Isser Lav, it's not an Isser Karis. Ah, so that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you, that when a father or mother tell you, go and do the Isser of Mechamer, Sol Kedai Techamina, I would think I should follow them. After all, it's only an Asay, Doicha Loise Asay. And we already learned from Kalayim Betzitzis that Asay is Doicha Loise Asay. Kamash Malon, that's why it says Eshmoise Tishmoiru, that the family, the parents, also have to be Mekayim Shabbos, not only the son, but Filhochi Loidochi. And therefore, bottom line is, says the Gemara, we cannot bring the mocker of asay being doicha loisase sheyesh by karis from the case of kibbet av aim, because I don't know that we're talking about a lav sheyesh by karis. I might be just talking about a lav greida, and a lav greida already know that an asay is doicha the loisase, had it not been for the fact that the parents are also mechuyev in the din of Shabbos. So the way we leave off over here, which is midstream among this give and take and all the shakla v'taria, at the moment I still do not know the makar for asay doicha loisese sheyesh paikaris, and that mi'etz Hashem we're going to try to figure out tomorrow. Agutavach and Zaygibench.
Good night. Get some sleep.
Thank you.
Fortnite.